For the first time, recordings of 911 calls from the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School have been made public. On Thursday, the Broward County Sheriff's Office released some of the 81 calls it received while the shooting was happening. As NPR's Brakkton Booker reports, this comes as the Sheriff's Office faces mounting scrutiny from the community and the media. And a note here, obviously, these 911 calls will be disturbing for some listeners.
Parents outside the school, students inside the school, and nearby neighbors began flooding 911 dispatchers shortly before school let out.
911, what is your emergency?
I think I hear gunshots. It sounds like it's over towards the high school, over towards Douglas.
The man tells the dispatcher he lives 300 feet from the school and heard at least 7 gunshots. In another call, a man says he got an alarming text.
My fiance's little sister just texted me and said there's someone in here shooting guns. He's upstairs. I'm scared.
Where is she?
She's in a classroom. I told her to stay safe and hide. Has anyone else called about it?
Yeah, we do have some calls.
Damn, that's scary. Is everyone okay?
They're still trying to do their investigation.
Along with the 911 tapes, the Broward Sheriff's Office also released partial recordings of police dispatchers communicating with deputies arriving on the scene. The tapes show just how chaotic it was at the school.
We don't have any description yet. We just hear shots, but there appears to be shots fired.
The voice you heard was of Scott Peterson. He was the armed school resource officer assigned to Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. He resigned after allegedly not following the department's active shooter policy and go in after the gunman. Here's Peterson again giving what appears to be an order to set up a perimeter far from where the shooting took place.
Broward, do not approach the 12 or 1300 building. Stay at least 500 feet away at this point.
Jeff Bell is the president of the Broward Sheriff's Office Deputies Association.
That is the absolute wrong order to give.
Bell says he hopes the sheriff's office releases more details about the incident. He adds that the command should have been to enter the building, engage the shooter, and remove the wounded. The alleged gunman, Nicholas Cruz, was formally indicted this week by a Florida grand jury on 17 counts of premeditated murder. Brakkton Booker, NPR News, Parkland, Florida.